This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.
Basically, when you get to the concert, they give you a cloth pouch, and you have to put your cell phone in this pouch. And it locks up, and you cannot access your phone unless you go to a specific, you know, phone unlocking station in the venue to use it.
And you get to keep the phone on you.
You do.
What they're saying is you can put it on vibrate, and if you need to get a notification, you can hear it or feel it, walk away, they unlock your phone, you can use it and go back to the concert.
Right.
What do you think about all this?
I think it's a difficult issue. I mean, I've been to plenty of concerts where people are using their cell phones and it gets very distracting. You see an entire crowd of people with their phones out, but it does concern me. I think that personally, I like to have my phone on me whenever I need it for an emergency. I like to have it in case something comes up.
What's the logic from the artist standpoint?
I think it's a distraction thing. I think that it's the culture of people being more present. It kind of infringes on the rights of the song. So there's copyright on this music when you're taping it and posting it on YouTube or posting it somewhere else, potentially making money from it. That gets in the way of the artist's rights.
When I saw this, I have to say I was a little infuriated. I'm a caregiver. I need to know if something is going on in my life. I shouldn't have to leave the show to take a look at my phone if something's going on. So to me, it's like, don't take my phone from me, but you can tell me, hey, I don't want you to be on your phone. I'll put it away.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's better for the artists to just encourage this in other ways, not to put your phone in a little locked baggie. I think it's better for them to go on stage and say, please put your phones away. I'm the same way. I'll put it away if they ask me to. It's not a big deal. But this just seems a little bit too far. Other artists are doing it. The Lumineers are doing it. Childish Gambino is doing it. Dave Chappelle's doing it.
You wrote on Cleveland.com an article about this because obviously, like me, you have some strong opinions on this. And you got some comments. And what were some of the ones that you received from people's reactions to this?
Yeah, a lot of people, I mean, the main theme is that people are worried about safety. Some people referenced instances of terrorism, the Ariana Grande shooting in Manchester. Mm-hmm. Like if something like that were to happen, they would want access to their phones to be picked up or to be able to get out of that situation. A lot of people did comment that they're annoyed when they go to shows though and they see these cell phones. So I think people are kind of in the middle on this issue. They want to be able to be safe, but they also don't want to see, you know, hundreds of teenagers with their cell phones Snapchatting the entire show. I don't know if there's a clear answer here.
And that's the thing, I've talked about this so often in my personal life, and I go around and around on the issue because they also said, Amanda, you grew up in the 90s, you've been to concerts where you didn't have your phone and you probably enjoyed the show a little bit more. So I'm like, okay, you're right.
And I mean, I can't relate to that. I've always gone to shows where I've always had a phone. I've always had that be part of the experience. I do appreciate when everybody holds them up during a slow song like they would with lighters back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I think it's makes music a lot more accessible for people who can't afford to go to these shows if you can see it on social media.
Right. Now, for people who have a very strong opinion about this, if you say, well, just don't go to the show. But if it's an artist I'm a big fan of, I'm torn. Would I give up my phone? I think I would. What about you?
I would, yeah.
Do you think we're going to see more of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's definitely a trend that's catching on. I think you see artists that are, you know, they have this persona. Jack White definitely has his own kind of persona. You're going to see artists who are feeling strongly about this. They're going to be picking up on this technology, and classrooms are starting to use them for their students. They can focus more in class if their cell phones are locked up.
Annie, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.